At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
There it is. It's right there.
Oops.
We call it. Oops. Did you spill your Thursday?
Yeah, I did.
Earlier you said it was a good-looking Thursday, yeah. And I was saying, yeah, there's Thursday right there.
Yeah.
Looking all slim and trim and
oops,
getting ready
is.
For the weekend like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So happy, my friend. 608 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Let's get right to it. Spencer Pratt, Steve Hilton. Republicans that possibly could take powerful positions in California. And if you're just mildly excited about it like I am, let's just stop right there. And let's be real, because that's what we do here. Let's be real. They're not going to let a Republican win. Watch how they count these votes, and you watch Steve Hilton's lead slip away. Watch it happen.
Yeah, you're
right. Will be impressed if he does stay in the top two. I'll be impressed. He's in first now, narrowly. Spencer Pratt, same thing's going to happen to him.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get somebody coming out of nowhere. One of the third candidates or whatever. All of a sudden, they will surpass him, and he won't even be in the regular election.
Now you're probably right.
And we'll make it to the general. Mm-hmm. And it's not just me. Somebody who's seen life from both sides, and I mean male and female,
yeah,
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Say what you will, or say what you won't, but I can tell you that Caitlyn is pretty good with having her pulse on the on politics.
What's that female intuition thing?
That could be. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she was on with Fox, and Jenner said, what we've learned from President Trump is one man can make a difference. I think Spencer Pratt is the only one that can make a difference in this city. Speaking of L.A., of course, Karen Bass has been in there as mayor for years. In the last election, she went up against Rick Caruso. He is from Central Casting. Good looking guy, great businessman, and she beat him. I honestly do not have any faith in the California voting system. Everybody gets a mailed out ballot to send in. It's been going on for, I don't know, 3 weeks now. I see on TV thousands of these ballots that they're just going through. So open for fraud. I don't feel like the Democrat machine here in L.A. can ever let Spencer Pratt become mayor. I mean, it would destroy them. So that, for me, is a big problem that we have in California. And she's absolutely right.
Yep.
California is screwed up bad in many ways, but when it comes to elections, wow. Mm. I mean, they don't have to have these things, the official count, until I think it's at least 13 days from now. I think the final approval actually comes in around 20 days from now. I think the 24th, something like that.
You're just asking for more time for fraud. That's all you're doing.
Seriously. Yeah. In the meantime, what's going on? I mean, ballot harvesting, they still have all this stuff going on. And some people are saying, it's time to take some of these folks in charge and bring them before the federal government. It's like, well, I don't know that that's going to do any good. Mm-hmm. They've ruled before that the state, that's one thing that the states' rights thing is pretty strong about, running the elections within their state, each individual state. So
no matter how badly.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your perspective, Greg. I mean, for Democrats, it's not badly.
Well, that's true, too.
It's like,
it's how they win. Yeah.
This is the game, and if we fudge a little here and we find some ballots there, hey, nobody will be the wiser, which certainly is true. Nobody is wiser. That's why you have stupid people running the show there. So it's, again, you want to be hopeful. I'm optimistic by nature. I'd love to see Spencer Pratt become the mayor. I'd love to see, absolutely love to see Steve Hilton as the governor. Mm-hmm. And I know that both of these people would be good for all of the constituents, not just one party or the other. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, obviously we'll keep an eye on it. But watch, tell me if I'm not correct. You'll see this lead slip away. You'll see things change over time. I've seen it before. And I don't think that, you know, the Democrat machine is slowing down in any way. Not in California. Nope. And, you know, there's a lot at play. This is risky. If you let a Republican gain some power there, the rest of the country is watching.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, maybe it would send a great message. That is, no matter how powerful you think you are, the Democrat Party, in your blue cities and states, of course, no matter how powerful you think you are, you still at some point will have to perform at least at a level where some voters still think you're doing okay. They're not doing okay. They're not doing okay in any blue city or state, but California is a prime example. How can the Democrats walk around and try to make an issue of the term affordability?
Yeah.
When they have run the state of California into, extinction in terms of people being able to purchase a home now. It's crazy. It's a place where trailers can go for $1 million.
It is crazy.
It is insane. Right. Now you get into the outlying areas and you can find, you know, some affordable stuff. But if you have to travel to larger cities for work and all that, you have to assume all that time, energy, and all that is worth. To try to make ends meet. No, it's tough. And people in California, I think, at least many of them are beginning to recognize this. But is it enough? Is it enough to get them to vote for a Republican? And I love the strategy that the Democrats are trying to employ. They keep bringing up Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not running for mayor. Donald Trump's not running for governor.
Yeah.
In fact, Donald Trump's not running for any office. But yet, because that's all they have. Hey, remember. This is what they do to the crowds or whatever. Hey, remember, we all hate Trump, right? Trump's evil. Hey, don't forget. And this guy's associated with Trump, which is very interesting because when it comes to associations, haven't we found out recently about this candidate that actually had very strong ties with the blind sheik that tried to bring down the Twin Towers back in 93?
Just think Al-Qaeda, and that should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, and this guy was a defense witness, not a witness that was subpoenaed and was like a hostile witness to the state or anything, volunteered to be a defense witness for a terrorist.
So let's just run for office in America, and let's support the guy.
I mean, when you got a guy like Bernie Sanders continuing to stay in office and saying to the world, hey, I'm a Democrat socialist, you think, 40 years ago, you're like, that's not going to happen in America. Mm-hmm. That is just not.
And he keeps promoting these whack jobs.
Exactly. Well, it's getting wackier was my point. They're going from socialist
to terrorist.
Well, to anti-Semites to straight up terrorists.
That's amazing. In America.
Here we are. Yeah. Well, welcome to it. All right. Some interesting stuff. Rubio was answering some questions. Great exchange there that we'll share with you. And yeah, he kicks butt. A DHS secretary, Mark Wayne Mullins. Oh my gosh, same thing with him.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, the Democrats absolutely do not want answers to any questions at all.
No.
They want to get up on their little a platform and just act like complete idiots.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, Representative Al Green.
Oh.
Calling a man racist, and then when he tries to defend himself, telling him to shut up. Crazy.
He is crazy, man.
It's all coming up. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Thursday weekend almost. Right around the corner. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Happy Thursday. Welcome. Let's make it great. Come on. We can do it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's hurricane season. Just a quick reminder, we're here for you. Anything, but we've got a disturbance. Good news is, not in the Atlantic. It's in the Pacific. So no worries yet. We'll stay on top of it. And it's just a reminder, be prepared. June is generally slow. If we're being honest, it is. But that's a great time to try to get together the things you're going to need. Get a checklist. Look, you can download it from anywhere. You know what I mean? Do a search. Get a checklist on preparation for hurricanes, especially if you're new to Florida. And even if you live inland, you know, you could still lose power. You can have localized flooding, all that. So we're on top of it. We're with you. We'll be here through the thick and thin of it. And we hope for the best. It hopefully it won't be a disastrous bad season. And that's the experts are predicting, not too bad. But the bottom line is here at the Sky, we're going to be there for you. We have been in the past. And just do your part with whatever preparations that you can put into place. It would make a lot of sense, especially if you have elderly folks, uh-huh, people on heavy medications or need special needs, or you've got pets. Is always concern. It's like you don't think you'll ever have to leave your home, but there may be an emergency situation, and you want to have that kind of figured out ahead of time, if you will. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen questioned if Representative Al Green, you know, the Democrat out of Texas, kind of a one-trick pony. He doesn't have much to offer. That's why he was already primaried out. He's done.
Yeah, this is the guy that likes to stand up and yell at the president during speeches and wave his cane and get escorted out. He likes attention.
Have you ever heard of somebody being a real class act? Well, he's just the opposite of that, okay? He's an asshat, is what he is. Uh-huh. Anyway, he suggested that, Mark Wayne Mullen was a racist.
What?
Yeah, look, it's easy. You got somebody there, they're white, and you're black, and you just throw that racist term out there. I mean, look, he's white, and he's a Republican. I mean, he's got it's that's automatic,
he's
isn't
probably
it?
Probably a Nazi, too.
No, that's someone else entirely who's running as a Democrat.
I get him confused. Yeah, no. Oh, the real Nazi. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the one, with actually the tattoo.
Yeah. That guy.
While speaking during the hearing, Green mentioned racists take offense at peaceful protests. Oh, can you imagine that, saying to the guy that is Homeland Security Director?
Right.
And you know what your folks have been through, and you know what they're doing. And he mentioned all those things. They've been, had rocks thrown at them, bricks. Sure. You know the deal. One guy, I'm going to kill you and your whole family.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So for him to come out and say, racists take offense at peaceful protest.
Tacky.
Once again, no, they don't. Even racists don't. The problem is, I haven't seen protests lately that are so peaceful. Have you?
Not so much.
Like in
no.
New Jersey, et cetera. And then Marco Rubio facing off against a panel, and they don't even want to hear what he has to say. But this is an exchange with Representative, was it Lou? Yeah.
That's how I'd go with it.
Listen to this.
So, Secretary Rubio, instead of holding North Korean-style cabinet meetings where everyone goes around the room kissing Donald Trump's ass, I'm going to ask you to come clean with the American people and the White House as well. There's something wrong with Donald Trump's health or cognitive abilities. There's a reason he keeps going to the hospital and they keep giving him cognitive tests. We have not seen the president in 8 days. The American people deserve the truth. Okay. I yield back.
I don't even know how to respond to that, other than to tell you that it's absurd and ridiculous. And I can't believe we're in a Foreign Affairs Committee meeting in front of the House, an important time in American foreign policy.
Just keep lying, Secretary Rubio. Just keep lying.
From a so-called, supposedly someone who thinks he's a medical expert when he's not. The truth of the matter is we had a cognitively impaired president in office a few years ago. That's a cognitively impaired president. But I don't like to talk about that because it weakens America. This president we have, this is a guy that literally doesn't sleep. He works day and night, long hours, every single day. I don't know if you haven't seen him in 8 days. I saw him yesterday. I didn't see him the day yesterday because I was in Congress the day before. I talked to him at all hours of the day and night. He works inhumane hours. Okay, I've been on foreign trips with the president that he doesn't sleep in the whole flight. And everyone else is sleeping on the plane. And he's, you know, wandering the hallways looking for someone to wake up and talk to that people are. So I don't know what you're referring to, but he has an incredible amount of energy. I'm just telling you, you may not like his policies. You may not like his policies. You may not like the decisions he's made. But I assure you, this is not a president that sleeps or is cognitively impaired in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, is incredibly active, much more so in many cases than much younger people that are around him. Those are facts. I see it every day. You're not going to agree because you have another narrative that you want to push. But those are the facts.
I just showed you three videos of him sleeping.
Representative Issa is recognized.
Yeah.
What?
But it was a great exchange. And you can see how in command of the room that Marco Rubio is. And the Democrats had nothing to offer, number one. They're questioning the cognitive ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I would question their cognitive ability right off the bat. I'd say, are you saying that Trump is slipping? Because we just went through 4 years where your so-called president, whether he was asleep or awake, had checked out. I'd be like, you must have a cognitive issue if you can't recall that. So that would be number one. But he handled it extremely well. And then he says Trump hasn't been seen in a while.
8 days, he says.
But that's bizarre.
Absolutely.
He's held press conferences and all kinds of. It's just this is what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rational behavior going on with most Democrats. None. Well, except for Fetterman, maybe.
Yeah. The stroke of genius is what I labeled him.
But other than him, I mean, these people, and they question Rubio. Look, we're in the middle of a very serious situation with Iran, not to mention the seriousness between Ukraine and Russia. So geopolitically, we're at a very, very critical point. And all the Democrats want to do is ask where Trump has been for 8 days and does he have cognitive issues and all this. It's absolutely bizarre. You don't want to ask any question of a Foreign Affairs Committee meeting. You don't want to know what's going on with Foreign Affairs. It is bizarre. It is. I don't know what else to, mm-hmm. what other term you could apply to it. All right, listen, happy Thursday. Coming up, is it the kid or the parents that are the greedy ones? Or is it something else? I'll explain. It's an interesting story coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile. the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit Game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Oh, yeah. It's a Thursday. We're getting there. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:35, we'll shine the spotlight once again on a Valor recipient. And like I said, we'll do that at 8:35. We support our first responders, especially those who go above and beyond. We like to shine that spotlight on them, and we will do that again this morning. So we do it throughout the month of June, in fact. One of your top stories, ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel. It's not Lebanon, per se, that's creating a problem, obviously. It's Hezbollah within Lebanon, but they are entrenched there. And this is a tough one. But just real quick, the president was actually asked about a conversation that he had with Netanyahu. It was on Pod Force 1, that is Miranda Devine. You know, writes for the New York Post and appears on Fox News occasionally. She does a great job, in my opinion. But she asked him straight up, did you say what the blank are you doing? You're blanking crazy? Asked him straight up. And this is a President Trump, Miranda Devine, sitting there, you know, one-on-one. And it's on camera, too. And he said, well, I was a little perturbed at his constantly fighting in Lebanon, and he didn't do it in normal Trumpian over the top terms. He was very low key with that little statement, so he didn't deny it at all, which I thought was interesting. So anyway, they have, I guess, in that part of the world, and Trump said it even when questioned about it at another time about what a ceasefire really is, and what did he say? Something like it's in some parts of the world. Something about moderate.
Yeah, it's only moderate, you know, shooting each other or something like that. Which we were joking about that yesterday. What is a ceasefire in that part of the world? And I guess somebody picked up on that.
So, all right. So obviously there'll be a lot, you know, everything within that kind of genre we'll be talking about throughout the morning. But I thought this was kind of interesting. So, you know, what if your kid won the lottery? What if your kid's 19?
Okay.
And let's say he wins $4 million. Ooh. You as a parent, what are your expectations? What do you think that the kid should give you, if anything? Okay. Mm. Well, this exact scenario did unfold. A 19-year-old who claims to have scored $4 million prize in UK lottery is asking social media if if he should split the winnings with his parents. So he asked this on Reddit, okay, and it generated a lot of response. But here's the deal. He said, you know, while the money is currently diversified into several index funds, so he immediately invested it, you know, and put it away or whatever, which was good. And he said he originally, when he won, intended to give his parents 750,000 euros. That's like, I don't know, 900 something or maybe 800 something.
Not shabby.
Yeah, no, that's a substantial amount of money. His mom is 47 and his dad is 49, and he wanted to give that to him as a thank you. But when I mentioned that as a counteroffer, they got mad and started calling me selfish. They were demanding half. They should be splitsies. So, and it started to really irritate him. He said they're having these conversations without, you know, us even agreeing to anything. They're talking about retiring. Remember, 47 and 49, respectively, right. Mom and Dad. Retiring, going on holiday, buying a boat, a new car, traveling the world.
Wow.
That's when I asked them, hey, what exactly are you expecting? And stone cold face, he said, they said half. Half.
Huh.
Wow.
See, now, that's awkward. That's awkward all around.
Yeah. And so, of course, that rubbed him the wrong way.
Sure.
And so he asked, and some of the responses were interesting, and most people kind of backed up and sided with him for the most part, with the kid. Now he's 19. One person said, ask yourself, if they won the lottery, would they give you half? I have never seen anything similar to that in any way, shape, or form. I've seen big inheritance go to parents that were intended for the so-called grandchildren.
Right.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. The parents took control of that. I've seen it before. And so would they have done that? No. They'd say, I'm not going to give millions of dollars to a 19-year-old kid. And they may have some good reasons.
Sure, typically,
but what are they going to do? What is he got to do? Wait till they're dead?
Right.
I hate that whole premise of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you start spending it now and enjoying it with the people that you love enough to leave them something? Start enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that whole idea. I don't know, where did that start?
Where people won't, like, spend a dime so they can leave everything to their kids.
Yeah.
And will probably blow it anyway.
Well,
a lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, but you could be gifting the kids the whole way. You could be doing it tax free. You can spend like $14,000 per adult person per year without worrying about any taxation.
Right.
That can make a big difference in a lot of struggling people's lives.
Absolutely.
Their kids are little and all that. But anyway, so it went on. Some readers said the fortunate son, he gave him some sober advice for future winners. Don't tell anyone, and not just necessarily with the lottery, but this is good advice. Not just the lottery. If you have money, do not tell people. Savings, inheritance, investments, it doesn't matter. And listen to this line. I thought this was good. There are way too many people that when they find out you have money, the first thing they think about is how to make your money their money.
Well, years ago, living in St. Louis, I knew some of the St. Louis Cardinal baseball players, and one in particular, this couple, when they met, she was a single mom on government assistance, and he was like a minor league player. Well, he done good. As soon as everybody knew that they were suddenly millionaires, they go, you're right. It's like everybody expected something. And if you didn't give to them or donate to their charity, then they were mad at you. But they were doing their own thing.
You go from hero to zero just like that.
Yes.
And you could, and most people, unfortunately, you can never make them happy. Especially the ones that are, you know, aggressive. That's their nature. They're takers.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing that came out of that is they said people stopped giving them gifts.
Yeah, because they already, quote unquote, have everything.
But yet you still like to get things that mean something from someone.
What is the old adage, which is true? Grandma told you it's the thought that matters.
And it really
does. It's about
the
thought. That's all we wanted to be, you know, being thoughtful.
Uh-huh.
We don't put a price on that. We don't expect a lavish gift, but being thoughtful enough.
Yep.
So anyway, no word on how this thing has progressed. It's been some time has passed, whether what kind of decisions he made. But I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Parents love to control that stuff, but when the kid comes into a big win.
Mm-hmm.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about, including kettle meat pot, next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And I have high hopes for California. I do. Could they turn things around? Spencer Pratt in L.A. Looks like he might make the cut. Steve Hilton leading by a very narrow margin in the gubernatorial primary. You got to make the top two. What do they call it? Jungle? Welcome to the jungle primary. It's California.
Oh, yeah. It's
top two go on to, regardless of party. That's and look, that's one rule that you might want to question. But the real rule you want to question is, how could they go in days and days and days after the election and keep counting votes? It makes no sense. Here in Florida, we have a large population. We're able to do it in most cases, especially in primaries. By midnight, we have results.
Come on, Bob. It's obvious. You got to figure out how to make sure your person wins.
Well, and and yeah, and of course,
it's weird.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's precisely right. It's like, it's almost like they manufacture enough votes to win. And as much high hopes as I have, and I know other people do too, and you hear the excitement, and you know the conservative folks, we're talking about, you know, Spencer Pratt and Steve Hilton. I have a sneaking suspicion. Do not get your hopes up.
No.
They're going to get screwed over, for lack of a better term, before it is all said and done. They've got until to certify the election. I think until like June 24th or something. They've got 13 more days. Before all the votes even have to be counted.
I think it's semantics. I think if we phrase it different, it answers the question. We're talking about counting votes. They count ballots.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which may or may not have been connected to somebody who actually voted.
Yeah, while they're counting ballots, somebody's still filling out ballots, it seems like. Yeah,
yes.
That's... All right, so that's troublesome, but of course the Democrats aren't going to work to change that in California because that's basically put a lock on power for them. It's worked out and working out well for them. It's not working out well for the citizens of that state. And maybe they're fed up enough, but it's almost like it's almost like you have to have a landslide.
Yeah.
And it'll turn out you barely squeaked by. That's kind of really where you're
right
at now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think, you know the Trump thing. Although I don't think they were able to do some of the shenanigans the last time around like they were in 2020. But anyway, all right, so we're talking about that. Also, the media and the role that they play. And you know they have been, you know...
In the pocket?
Thick as thieves with the Democrats.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Because it's a better analogy.
Yeah, thick as thieves. I mean, really, you think about it... the media, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, the legacy media, and all of that.
Late-night TV?
Everything from late-night TV.
Colbert was your perfect example.
Yeah, to the network news, to the New York Times, all of that, okay? They walk hand-in-hand with the Democrat Party, and I don't know who gets more radical quicker. It's almost like a race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, hold my beer. Watch how wacky I can get. And then the politician's like, wait a second, hold my beer. Watch, we're gonna make it so a Nazi with a Nazi tattoo wins an election in Maine. It's crazy stuff. But here's something really crazy. Jim Acosta, remember him on CNN?
Oh, yeah.
And I get some of those bozos confused because they're all very interchangeable, useful idiots for the left. So he's not the guy that got in trouble during a Zoom meeting with his pants down kind of thing. That was a different one.
I think that was a different one.
I know Jim Acosta. I know he said very irritating and stupid things in the past. But anyway, he said that basically President Donald Trump is trying to put together a state-dominated media system.
What? This is from somebody who's been part of it
part of the state dominated yes. media system, just not
for the left.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
exactly.
My goodness.
So, wow. So it's kind of like wow. you realize, and we've seen this before. You realize what you're saying, right? You realize that that does exist, but it exists to the benefit of the mm-hmm. left.
Yeah.
Does he not? Do you think he doesn't really see it? Or is this a Karl Marx thing, you know, call you what we are kind of thing?
He worked for CNN, the epitome of carrying water for the left for decades.
And they were talking about CBS. Acosta said, I think the message that the people at CBS are sending, people like Barry Weiss, is to be afraid. We are in control. We are in charge. Make no mistake. They don't care about the ratings. And see, I agree with that. They don't care about the ratings. He said they don't care about making money. I agree. This is an ideological and partisan political project on the part of the Ellisons, the Trump-friendly aliens who now control Paramount. You see, that wow. is interesting that once again, I can point to all these lefty media outlets and how they lost money.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept these people on the air because, I mean, I can only assume this, how could you be in business and let something that's losing you money continue to air? When there are so many different options out there, why would you let a Stephen Colbert stay on the air losing $40 million a year? How do you explain that to your shareholders in your board meetings? How in the world do you explain that? And somehow they're able to, or maybe they just basically a wink and a nod and they say, hey, you know, this is like, our like kind of under the table
like a contribution, gift. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah, a contribution or gift yes. to the DNC because we agree with their ideological beliefs.
Almost has to be something like that.
So
you would not let them get by with it.
It's almost like, yeah, Jim Acosta kind of tripped over the truth, and he doesn't realize it, that it pertains to the party that he's mostly associated with and not with Donald Trump. Wow. I mean... Anything is possible to come out of these people's minds.
The thing is, they should be smart people in the positions they're in. And for them to say something like that out loud, I guess they really think, and the public has proven to be so, that the public in general is just really stupid and does not pay attention to what's going on.
Well, and these people, I don't know how much they drink the Kool-Aid, how much they really believe, but it's obvious to those of us who have been taking a view of these kinds of issues for a long time, it's like, you've got to be kidding, right? It's amazing. It really is. Hey, coming up, you know, Trump spoke out, or at least answered to some of the things he said with Netanyahu. Netanyahu, on the other hand, took a different approach. I'll explain coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.